This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Gus Frerotte, former NFL quarterback, member from the Washington Redskins, is going to join us to talk about a new app that he has going on. I've been playing around with it for the last few minutes or so. I think I'm messing it up because I keep pausing. I have to go on air and talk. But 15 seasons in the National Football League. He's been a coach. He's a concerned father. And I think it's important as we talk about the concussion issue that is so prevalent in all of sports, particularly football, but really all of sports. Gus Frerotte joins us now. Gus, how you doing? Thanks for hopping on.
Great to be on. Thanks for having me, Tiki.
My pleasure, man. What made you get into this field now as you're the senior vice president of business development at this Roberto app and this company? Why did you decide to get into this?
Well, I'll tell you, one of the things when I retired, I love the game of football. I've been in it, played it for 25 years.
Yeah.
Wanted to stay in it. Was a high school coach, coached at John Burroughs School in St. Louis, Missouri. Had a lot of fun doing that. That's the school where my kids went. Was able to coach some current NFL players, which was really exciting. And then we moved back to Pittsburgh, where my wife Ann and I are from. And I kind of started helping out at Pittsburgh Central Catholic and just decided I needed to change up my kind of point of view. I was coaching a few kids, not coaching enough, and really wanted to try and make a difference in the world. Found Clarence Carlos, who's our CEO. His son went to Central Catholic with my boys, and we hit it off. He had a passion for brain health. I fit right in with that, with all of the people that we know that have played the game and what is going on in the NFL. And I said, what a better way to stay involved in football, but really take a new path in life and transition into something else. It's a startup. It's entrepreneurial. And really enjoy it and just having a blast doing it.
Well, it's smart. I mean, and as I'm playing with the Zap, I don't remember, I think it was 2 years after I left. Maybe it was the year after I left. But they changed the concussion protocol in the NFL. I remember my last year, I was playing the Cowboys. I got knocked out by DeMarcus Ware. I was unconscious. Literally 5 plays later, I went right back into the game. Nowadays, they take your helmet and go make you try to pass a concussion protocol exam. It feels like this. I never took the concussion protocol because it didn't exist when I was playing. But is this somewhat of a mirror of that for the masses? Is that what you're trying to get at with the Roberto app?
Well, we're trying to get at brain health for everyone. That's really what we're getting at. And, you know, we're named Roberto after the great Roberto Clemente, and we're partners with the family. Our larger version is called RC21X, named after Roberto Clemente. And, you know, Roberto, he had a great quote. It said, anytime you have a chance to do something great on this earth and you don't do it, then you're wasting your time on this earth. And that's really what we live by. That's our mission, is that we want to change the discussion. You've never gone to your doctor when you're healthy and you have a discussion about brain health. And that's really what we want to change, is that discussion. What our app and our technology really does is gives you a measurement of different subsystems of your brain. So we're going to look at things like vestibular balance, auditory memory, visual memory, short-term memory, long-term memory, and executive decision-making. And so those are the things that really people need. We use all those things every day of our life, whether you're driving a car, mm-hmm. playing sports, it doesn't matter. And we really want to look at different things that affect brain performance, and everything does. Diet, exercise, mental stimulation, socialization. Think about kids when you were in high school. Think about all those kids that broke up with their boyfriend and girlfriend and how depressed they were for so long, and everything that's going on with kids these days. So our app works from anywhere from, as long as you can play games on a phone, anywhere from the age of 5 to 105, we say. And so we want to change the discussion of how you look at your brain and give you a measurement of your brain so that you can make changes that are necessary for you.
Yeah, no, that's interesting. We're talking to Gus Frerotte here, former quarterback of the National Football League, now senior vice president of RC21X, and developing this app, which I think is interesting because – I think parents, and I have two kids who are 16 and 14, and they both play football. Both of them have had concussions. My oldest had one when he was 11, which was scary. My youngest, who's 14, had one last year playing rugby. And so I think about, you know, the dangers that have crept into professional football, and obviously in college football and high school football as well. And just your opinion on that, this side of the game, the concussion issue. Is it something that you feel like parents should wait to put their kids and let their brains develop more? Or should they kind of, if they're scared, just leave them out of the game? Because some parents are doing that now.
Yeah, you know, that's a tough one. I think that's each individual parent's, decision. Our children played from the time they were 5 and 6, and they played till they went through high school. And then they decided they didn't want to go on and play in college anymore. But that was their choice once they got old enough. And really what I tried to do was give them every sport. I wanted them to play every sport and make the decision that they enjoyed, that they wanted to play. Because I felt sports changed my life, and if it can change my kids' life in the same way, give them something to look forward to getting out of the house. As you know, it's not like when we grew up. When I grew up to go play sports, we rode our bikes around and collected everybody in the neighborhood, and we went and played football, basketball, and baseball.
Yeah, you're right.
It just doesn't happen anymore, and everything is scheduled, but it's so good for kids to get out and play sports and be a part of a team and give unto others. Like, I knew that I had to do my part to be good in football. For our team to win, I had to do what was necessary of me. And so that was always great. And I wanted my kids to learn that too. But it is each individual's parents' choice. And that's why we love our app, is that we want to give parents more information, because knowledge is power. And if we can let them look at their kids in a new way and look at their brains in a new way and say, hey, look, you're doing okay, you know. Or if you did have something going on and your numbers are a little lower and you're not within your normal range, then, hey, let's take a break today and not go into practice.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's
all
interesting.
Okay.
Yeah, Gus, it's interesting you mentioned that, because could this kind of be a self-diagnostic tool, right? If a parent sees that their son or daughter, whether playing soccer or whatever it may be, is scoring significantly low, is it reason to then go see their medical professional, their doctor? You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's not a diagnostic tool.
Okay.
It's an aid. It's an aid, because what we do is we look at you versus you every time you play it, and we want to do in-group data for you so that you can check yourself from the last time you played it. And now that you have 2 points of measurement, now you can make an assessment. So as a parent, if my son goes and plays a game and after the game his scores are way down below normal, then maybe it is a reason to go in to see our doctor and say, hey, I'm not real sure, he's not feeling good, he's a little shaky after the game, here's his Roberto score. We wanted to have this conversation and take it into our doctor. Like I said, it's something that I feel like we need to change the conversation between sports, our general practitioners, and parents, and everyone else in this world, because we know everything affects your brain, whether you have an injury or you have an illness or you have or drugs or alcohol. Everything affects our brain, and it's not only just kids and sports, but think about all the people that go out in the job and how many mental mistakes are made, or if they're impaired or some way in an accident or an injury or even a death happened. We want to have something that says, hey, look, I need to take care of myself. I need to be better. And we really want to take a proactive approach to brain health instead of always being reactive. Like every time somebody gets a concussion or a TBI, it's always so reactive.
Yeah.
We really want to look at it in a proactive way and as a wellness tool, so that we can get the information early, so that if changes do happen, we know right when they happen and we can go take a look at it.
I got to tell you, Gus, this is a great idea, and I think it's a smart thing for all parents to have if their kids are playing physical sports. That's Roberto app. You can find it on the iTunes store or your Android app stores as well. Gus Frerotte, former NFL quarterback, joins us here. Now, you said you were coaching, and it's interesting because Samtra told me that when you were high school coach, you coached Zeke Elliott. What was he like in high school? Because he's a monster now. Obviously, he was a monster at Ohio State, too. But what was he like in high school?
I'll tell you what, you can be a really good coach when you have Zeke Elliott on your team.
I hear you.
Hey, I would tell Zeke, we only had 28 players on our team at John Burroughs. We had a very small little private school. And I would tell Zeke, I said, Zeke, look, I'm going to give you the ball early, let you score, and then we're going to let the rest of the team have fun. And he was all about it. He was a great team player. And I'll tell you, the thing that impressed me most about Zeke was obviously his athleticism is off the charts.
Yeah.
But his knowledge of the game and how he understood the game was so impressive. I mean, I'm taking in things that I learned in the NFL, and a lot of kids don't catch on in high school, right, because they're still kind of learning the game. Some only started playing since they've been in ninth grade, but Zeke knew the game. I would say, hey, Zeke, we want to block this, and this tackle wants to make sure that if that linebacker blitzes, he throws him off to the guard, and we're going to pick it up. Can you show him how to do that? And Zeke would go right in and say, yeah, here's how you do it, or, you know, I'm going to pick up. He did all kind of things at every position. I had him play tight end. I had him play receiver, running back. He wasn't a very good quarterback, but he did throw one touchdown for me.
Oh,
so
nice.
His knowledge of the game was incredible, and it was just so much fun to coach him.
Yeah, I know he is an adversary in a sense because he's a Cowboy. You're a Redskin for a while. Obviously, he's in my adversary as well with the Giants. But the one thing I do commend with the Cowboys right now is that it feels like they're going old school NFC East, right? It's we're going to run the ball, right? We're going to throw it every now and then. We have to, but we're going to run the ball. That's how I remember the NFC East, not all this spread stuff that we see teams doing these days.
Oh, yeah. You know, when I was with the Redskins and North Turner was our head coach, and we had Terry Allen as a running back,
yep.
And we had some big fullbacks, tight ends. You know, you're lining everybody up. We're running power every down, and then all of a sudden I'm faking it and throwing a comeback to Henry Eller down the sideline. So, you know, that old school NFL, the NFC East, like you said, it's just near and dear to my heart. And, you know, Coach Linehan down at the Cowboys and Jason Garrett, I think that's really what they want to do with the line that they put together, and now they got Zeke back there. He seems like he's getting bigger and faster, stronger every year. So it's going to be fun to watch.
Yeah, one last question for you. Gus Farrar, former NFL quarterback, obviously, as we've been talking about, he's the current vice president of business development at RC21X, which is a brain company, and they have a great app. You should go check it out. I've been playing around with it for the last hour or so. While I'm in the middle of my show, so I'm kind of distracting myself from my show, but it's working. Roberto app, you can find it on the app stores. The new helmet rule in the NFL, it's kind of germane to your product. You think that that's going to help in the long run, or is it going to be so confusing that it ultimately becomes a distraction to the game?
I don't know. I think it's so confusing because I'd love to see it work, and really it comes down to very subjective on the referee's part, right? It's not a very objective thing that
No.
you can look at it, take time, make a decision. It happens so fast, and this referee's got to make a call, and then they got to go look in the booth. Is this guy going to get thrown out or not? I don't know. It's tough. The game is a tough physical game, as you know. And,
yep.
And, you know, when you're running up through the line, if you remember back to the days when I used to watch all you running backs running, and then there's a linebacker coming hit, you're protecting yourself. And sometimes it's just natural that I'm gonna protect myself by putting my head down. Now, we try to teach youth at the young age that, hey, here's how we're going to tackle. We're going to bite the football. We're going to keep our head up. We're going to do all those things. But just in that sense, just think about how hard that is. And in that instant to do the right thing. And you see it week in and week out when you watch the NFL. And I cringe when I watch it. I hope that guy's not hurt.
Yeah.
It's so hard to get away from that. And I don't know if throwing a piece of yellow cloth on the field is going to stop that.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. Gus, I remember there were times when I would duck and I would end up making contact with my helmet, but I was ducking to hit the ground. You know what I mean? I was trying to go under the tackler because there was no way I was going through him. Couldn't go around him because if you're hemmed in between two guard and tackle, whatever it may be, you try to duck to go under the guy, you end up hitting him with your helmet. That's going to be a penalty now? I mean, it's going to be confusing. Gus.
It is, very, very much. I agree with you.
I appreciate you hopping on. It's Roberto app. You can find it on the iTunes store or the Android store. Check it out. It really is an interesting app for all you parents out there and kids, too. It's actually a fun little game that you get to play that actually is doing some good for your brain. Gus Farrar, thanks for hopping on with us. Appreciate you, my friend.
I appreciate it. Hey, get in a quiet place. Take 5 minutes to play the app. Get your score. And, you know, start worrying about your brain.
I will. I appreciate it, Gus.
All right. Thanks.
Gus Farrar, former Redskin. He played in a couple different stops in the National Football League. Coach Zeke Elliott. I mean, it's interesting when you hear him talk about Zeke. It's not surprising when you see these kids in high school and they turn out to be great pros. You kind of knew it when they were in high school.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.